26th of
March 2001. Before I continue this day, I ask you, my dear friend, that this instrument be given this healing for you.
And when you
before
go,
she returns to you.
Will I be allowed to touch her, or just keep my hands away?
Gently, gently away, and slowly to touch.
Is it because of the noise?
Yes.
I'm sorry about that.
Had to withdraw fairly quickly.
Yes.
Which is a little shock to the instrument.
Yes.
But do not be concerned, because there is no need. But I ask only that you do this for us, please.
Yes, I can. There's no need for concern.
No.
Yes.
Firstly, my dear friends, let me say this to you. I have told you that your coming here, each one of you will be confronted with a life situation which you will find spiritually worthwhile. Yes, I have told you this.
You look forward with interest.
Yes, this will be discussed at the end of this coming year. To see if each one of you recognizes the event which will help you to grow. I have told you it may not be what you expect, but each one of you, this is a most important year. And I have felt the need to repeat these words to you, my friends.
I hope you don't let spirit down.
You will never let us down. You can only let yourselves down.
Yes.
But I would rather say, not to let yourselves down, but that you are in a learning process.
Yes. Does that go for your instrument as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
There are no exceptions. It is an important year for all of you.
And even our traveling friend.
All of you who have been touched will in some way find this year to be one of spiritual growth. Now, my dear friends, I know that there are questions this time. Therefore, I will refrain from a new discussion and allow any questions that you may have to come to me.
Thank you. I wonder if I could ask a favor. if you could recap just a little bit on last week's talk, because our tape machine didn't work. It's more with the free will and how we blend at the end of the journey that we're going to take. It's the ending, I feel, at the end.
Yes, just so we can have it in your words. It's easier for us to later on to pass
it. It's so nice to be able to read them and think about it so much.
Rather than repeat all of my words, I have been pleased, my friends, with what has been recalled by your physical memories. So, shall we begin? And if you will ask me specific questions, I will be only too happy to answer them for you.
Perhaps Sarah says then, if you could just... I remember you saying that no longer, because when we first go over, we still need our free will. But then later, as we grow a little more, then we no longer need it, and we blend in with the what was the word you said? It was somebody of thought, the whatever is the spirit of thought, the I don't
remember. The beings of thought.
Beings. Oh yeah,
yes.
Right.
Yes, the blending comes. Of course, you remember. After much time, it is not something that happens too soon. After all, you have much spiritual evolvement to go through before you reach this stage of blending. But I wished you to know that there is a point in spiritual life when free will becomes obsolete. But I do not expect you to think that it will happen before many, many eons of time have passed. You do not remain individualized with free will. But although you blend with that love energy, if you would like to call it that, there is still an individuality about the blending. Do you remember those words?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was the point I was trying to tell you about.
Yes.
That although free will stops, there is an element of individuality still within that love blending. Does that make sense to you, my dear friends? Are you sure?
Yes, we accept your words. It's just we often need time to think about them.
They were the words that I wished you to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for that. Sarah?
Mm. I have a question not related to the blending. Can I ask a question about dreams?
Of course.
My daughter is very interested in her dreams and their meanings. She's 14. And I wonder whether I should encourage her to keep a dream journal as a first stage of helping her to develop the interest.
Yes, there is no reason why she should not.
Mm-hmm.
By keeping such a journal, as you call it,
mm-hmm.
it determines the difference between dream state and dream state in our world.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference.
Right.
But the more you come to realize mm-hmm. and keep note of all of these dream states, mm-hmm. you will come to recognize those that belong and come from our world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand.
Inspiration,
yes.
judgment, guidance mm-hmm. come to you all mm-hmm. within your dream state.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, there are also dreams that belong to the physical being,
mm.
which are very muddled,
yes.
and
you
are trying to make a judgment of what has happened within your life.
Ah, yes.
So, you must make a judgment upon these things,
mm-hmm.
and it will come to her. She will instinctively know
mm-hmm.
the difference. If she continues to take note of.
Right. Thank you. It'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. May I say, my dear friends, that each one of you should make note of what comes to you in sleep state.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because not only do you come to our world, but you are given the guidance that each one of you seeks and needs to perfect living upon this planet.
Mm.
Dreams are important to your development whilst you inhabit these globes of physicality. Do you understand?
Yes.
So yes, my dear friend, please to encourage
yes.
your daughter.
Thank you. Yes,
I don't have one more question, but I'm happy to come here.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one will have much growth from involvement here. She already feels the love and the blending which takes place within this room. There is much good to come to this one in her life's journey.
I was just wondering, once we've become a part of a blending, and our free wills become obsolete, I just wondered what the purpose becomes then.
The purpose, my dear friend, is that you have reached a state of being which you have spent many eons of time seeking and searching for. It is one step closer to the purity of being. That is the purpose. When you leave behind free will, you are leaving behind that last part of any physical living that you have claimed. And at last, when that is left behind, the true spirit being can go forward. Does that help you?
Yes, I guess life would be so foreign that I couldn't even imagine how it would be.
This is the difficulty. Perhaps the nearest you will come to it is in the deepest state of meditation that you could attain whilst in the physical garb. But even that is far removed
from the true blending of the spiritual being.
Okay, can I just connect it to this? And Sam, last week, you said when you reach this state, you never come back. Did you say you never come back, or you very seldom come?
There is no need to return.
No.
Once that state of existence has been reached.
Yes.
The spirit, if you like, if I may use earthly phrases, is at last free.
Right.
It has no need to return to learn more.
Mm.
Therefore, when that stage of being is reached, you will not return to a physical existence.
Mm. But you would be able to come back and visit the physical in these sort of situations. In these meetings, you could come back as spirit to talk to us.
You may return, of course, because it is much easier to return. But you cannot go forward until you are ready. But those higher beings, of course, can come close to the physical living.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
But I must say, excuse me please, I must say that unless there is a specific purpose, that is unlikely to happen.
Right.
Yes. Is that clear?
Yes, it is. Thank you. And could I jump in again? We're talking now about us physical, us human beings. People from other planets who are, although they're more intelligent than us, they would still have to go through this same process.
Of course, mm-hmm. because they, although they may be clothed in different garbs, may I say,
mm-hmm.
they are still operating on a modicum of free will.
Yes.
Even although it may be entirely different from the way of thinking. Right. There are, of course, much more spiritual beings on other planets, mm-hmm. but the process remains the same.
Yes.
All are going forward in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
You must remember this. It matters not where your placement is within the cosmos. All are seeking that purity, that love, that higher being which we all belong to.
Mm.
So yes, you are correct in your assumption.
Mm. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Well, I don't really dream, but I don't remember dreaming. But all my thoughts when I go, I walk a lot on my own. And this is when I get all the ideas of my life. I don't know if that's different to anybody else.
No, it matters not. You are all individuals. What is important is that you recognize when what you are given comes from our
work. Yes,
yes. Okay. People find their own little niche for development, for gaining help from our world. Some people dream more vividly, others need to have quiet moments, others are just aware that all times. You are all human, you are all individual. Therefore, it is only right that you find your own way.
Yes, thank you very much for that. Could I ask another question?
Yes.
I've been asked to this by a friend who's really concerned about all these animals that are being slaughtered. I tried to convince her that the spirit would go on, but she said, would I ask you, are you sure that it does go on?
We have discussed this, and it is difficult for those people in the world who have no knowledge of a continuance of life.
Mm-hmm.
All spirit exists, and all those animals who you are so concerned about, of course the spirit goes on, but it is not individualized.
No.
Only those animals who have experienced a bond of love, a closeness with a human being, remain individualized within our world. The animals will go to a pool of spirit, where the spirit remains for some considerable time. But as in humans, they do not suffer.
Try to complete that, but it'll be black and white when I show her a record of it.
Yes. She will not be convinced because she lacks your knowledge.
Thank you.
George. The spirit planes that are close to Earth, some of us call the astral planes. And I think it would be true to say that in those planes we retain, or we have some kind of body or individuality and a free will would come into the decision making about reincarnation. But beyond those planes, some of us refer to that region as the causal planes. There would be losing or loss of individuality. There would be energy bodies with some degree of connection, and that is the region where free will would be becoming lost. Is that fair?
Yes,
commentary?
That is correct, but of course it takes many planes of existence. Of course, when the spirit remains close to the physical, of course it cannot forget all that has existed, and that includes free will. But, my dear friends, free will belongs to spirit for some considerable time. You are correct, free will is gradually erased, not as something to be disposed of, but a gentle, gentle, inspiring thing. You are inspired by those greater beings in spirit who help you to blend to the greater cause of life. It takes many eons of time for that free will to be completely disposed. Even on the plane of existence of which you speak, even with the blending and the easing of free will, that individuality still remains for some considerable time, until such time as the spirit being realizes that it is of excess to its evolution. It is a very, very gradual process, my dear friends. We must speak at another point again about energy, because this is the forerunner of that topic.
it is a blending of all energies. That is the fact of it. But it is much more complicated than I am able to explain to you at this present time. Is that helpful to you, my dear friend?
Yes, that is, yes. Yes, we always tend to oversimplify things.
Yes.
In our attempts to grasp.
Yes.
We try.
But it is necessary for your understanding to do so. I hope by just introducing a little more knowledge to you, then you can go that little bit farther in understanding.
Very, very good.
Yes, thank you.
Can I ask him a question?
We're only one aspect of our spirit that's come back here, that
yes.
goes back over and then goes up onto these different levels. At what stage do we totally blend together with the rest of our spirit?
Yes, yes, you are beginning to understand. Yes, when the free will is ready to be disposed of, then you will join with many other aspects of your being. That is the point of joining, not with all, but with part. Again, I am approaching something that we have not discussed as yet, but which we will do.
Yes. Can a friend ask a question about your son? Or is that too personal?
I will try to answer.
Thank you. Sorry, ma'am, I have a very troubled young man at home.
Yes.
Who listens to his dream state, so it's strange that you should have brought that up this evening, or one of my old friends did. He receives his motivation and inspiration and his guidance in his sleep, but in his physical being he finds it very difficult to break through. He wants to, but something mentally stops him from doing that, and I wondered how I can help him.
Yes, I will return to what we have begun with, my dear friend. That is free will. You cannot help him in his spiritual quest. You can offer knowledge, advice, whatever you may wish. But he is the one who must recognize and deal with his own knowledge of life.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is not what you wish to hear, but it is best for him. He will reach a point of recognition, of understanding. At the moment, there is too much going on in his physical living. But that point will come when he will be able to go forward.
Good.
Do not think that inspiration and guidance that he is given is wasted. It never is. It is retained by that spirit being for when the time is ready for it to blossom.
Very frustrating to watch when I know that he receives it and he doesn't seem to be able to use it.
But my dear friend, can you not see that this is also a life lesson for you?
Yes, I've only just appreciated that.
Yes. I cannot put it more clearly than that for you.
No.
But you too are learning from his experience.
We do seem to be connected rather more than just the fact that I actually gave birth to him physically.
Yes.
Am I correct?
You are. I do not intend to tell you in which way or in which way to go, because as you know, that would be interfering in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that there is a deep bond which has existed for many, many lifetimes between you.
I have a feeling that was the case.
But you must allow him to go forward on his own.
Right, I will.
I know it is difficult for all of you when you are involved with the, what you call children. But remember, my dear friends, children are only on loan with you. They are spirit beings in their own right.
Thank you very much.
Can I ask a question of something that happened to my daughter?
Yes.
She has got some painful legs, and she went to lay down on the bed to rest the legs and ask for help from spirit. And then she saw a mist, what she could only describe as a mist in the room. That would be spirit, would it? An indication to her.
Why is she surprised?
No, I don't think she perhaps was too surprised.
She has that one, the ability to see. On the occasion you speak about, she was not seeing clearly, partly because of her pain.
Yeah.
But of course it was spiritual help which was surrounding her at that time.
I see. Yes.
All of you must and should be aware of those helpers who come to you in times of need. When your cries for help are sent out, you are never, ever, my dear friends, left alone. Even if at times of distress, it does seem so. But I have to say, it is your lack of seeing and sensitivity which denies it to you. Do you understand?
We cause our own confusion.
Yes.
And troubles.
Yes. It is not that the help is not at hand. It is just that the mind is closed to it. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Can I ask a question about hell?
Yes.
I know you have talked about health before many times, but I felt strongly this week that emotional turbulence is very closely linked to ill health.
Yes.
I think it always seems to precede, I think many cases, not all obviously, but is that right?
I have said in past times that... And I will state it simply for you. The power of your mind creates a dis-ease. Therefore, the power of your mind can destroy dis-ease.
Yes.
It is as simple as that, my dear friends.
Right.
But it is up to you all to try to achieve the best that you can. And only by cultivating the process and use of your thinking can you take full charge of your health.
It is something which you are all capable of.
It is possible to go through the whole of life in perfect health if the mind is...
If the mind is healthy.
It's humanly possible to have a whole healthy life.
There are those souls who have that type of existence.
Yes.
But I have to say that mankind as a whole is less than well suited to good thinking. That is why you need so much upliftment and help from our world. Otherwise, we would not need to come to you.
And we are only here because we need to refine aspects of ourselves.
Yes. Look to yourselves for all ways of thinking, even to your way of judging others, to your way of thinking about other people will tell you what is lacking in yourself.
Yes.
Do you understand?
I do.
Yes.
Mankind has much to learn, but that is our purpose, that we help mankind to help himself. That life, although clothed within these physical overcoats, can be good and can help you so much in your spiritual journey. It is, my dear friends, up to each one of you.
Yes, we're trying.
Could I return to the subject of those from spirit helping us? It occurred to me recently that both Jesus and his mother Mary continue to help us. Mary still appears in vision around the world. And it seemed to me unusual that a master should continue in this way with the aid of his earthly mother as a kind of teaching and helping duo.
But why should it be surprising to you? Firstly, my dear friend, let me say this to you. 2,000 of your years is but a blink of the eye. Do you understand my meaning?
Yes.
In all of time, it is nothing. And why should it be so strange to you that two people, one whom you call Master because he became so well known upon your earth, but the mother that he comes with is part of his own spirit. They are but two beacons of light which belong together.
Yes. Well, they certainly work together so well.
And they have chosen to do such work. Remember, they are still operating with free will. And again, you have returned the question back to where we have begun.
Yes.
And with that, my dear friends, I feel this time that I will withdraw and allow you to think carefully about my words this time.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.